Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Cook and Joe, somebody needs to text us in. Or call in 412-928-9370. Did they comment on the heat in the studio at all yesterday? We found it to be unbearably hot at times. So let us know if they did that, because I've been begging to figure that out. I didn't get a chance to listen to them. But that's neither here nor there as we push on to our show today. The Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And the theme to get started, at least in this first segment, is
last night took a L, but tonight I bounced back.
Whoa. Bouncing back, yes. Mm. Bouncing back. You know, there were some really heavy things said by Presley Harvin yesterday as he had his end of season media availability, and a lot of people talked to him, and there was some sort of mystery around what was going on with him, both on the field and off the field. Some of it was, there was clarity provided as it was going on, but then you had to kind of wait until the very end in yesterday to really get a full grasp of everything he was dealing with. First of all, let's hear from what he had said, or let's get a snippet of what he had said yesterday. And we don't often start, nor is there normally news from the punter, but I think it brings into focus a much bigger story that could be all-encompassing. Here's Harvin.
No, I appreciate Coach Tomlin and the Rooney family and everyone to continue to believe in me, because it was a tough time. I've never had that much adversity put on me at once. I'm not sure if you guys know or not, but the Saturday night before the Baltimore game, my grandma passed as well, which was 2 weeks right after my dad. And, you know, we had a decision that had to be made Sunday morning, but, you know, I was completely motivated and I wanted to go out there and, you know, just show the world that, you know, everyone goes through adversity, but how to try to fight through it. And that was the biggest thing for me. And that's the biggest thing that I learned this year, was any adversity can happen at any time. And the biggest thing that you have to do is keep God first and, you know, pray about it and find what works best for you and get in your rhythm that helps you out to try to get through those things. And that's what I was able to do in the last part of the season.
All right. So as soon as I heard that yesterday, the first thing that came to mind, and maybe it came to mind for you, for the listener out there at 412-928-9370, perhaps it came to the top of your mind, was I questioned myself and I said, was I too hard on this guy and too critical of him? Now that I know everything that he was going through at the very end of the season, I knew about the death of his father. Everybody did. It was well publicized. Then there was the death of his grandmother. And then there were times in yesterday's media availability, he came flat out and said, it's okay to not be okay, and things of that nature. And then I wrestle with that and do that as not necessarily someone who talks into this microphone as a sports media member, but just as a sports fan. And let's talk about that conversation. Let's have that conversation. Yeah. Do you feel differently about being critical of the guy now that you know what you know? And I still come back to no. I come back to no because there was the Steelers elected to let him perform, and he elected to perform. And I guess, do you have to hold a hard line and say, if you're good enough to be out there, you're good enough to then be criticized by the fan base. It's much like a knee injury or an elbow injury,
right? Yeah.
Is that the hard line? Because I'm talking this out. This is one of the things where you go into a monologue or you go into a show. And Chris, I'll be honest, I haven't decided what my full opinion is, and I think it makes for a better conversation in this case.
I think you can have a little bit of both. It doesn't have to be, well, yeah, I'm going to criticize a guy regardless of what's going on. He's out there playing. He needs to hold himself accountable. And it's also not, well, you know, this terrible thing happened in his life. There's zero accountability for getting his job done now if he's out there trying to do his job. It can be somewhere in the middle. I think the first thing is all due credit to Presley Harvin for getting out there in that final game against Baltimore. The punts weren't great that day. I'll be honest. They just weren't. But he got out there in a spot where he very easily, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. If for some people it may be, hey, I got to take a step back in this moment. For him, he decided to tackle it head on and say, nope, this is what I'm going to do today. And he went out there and he did it. So I give him credit for that. I give him a ton of credit for sitting there and talking about it the way he did yesterday as well. What I don't give him credit for, unfortunately, is just performance on the field this year. I mean, other than the Kansas City game, and there were maybe one or two games early in the year where he had some nice kicks, he didn't perform to the level that a guy who gets drafted as a punter should perform.
Had he not been drafted, he might not still be part of this team.
And those performances came, you know, early in the season, before there was any knowledge, I believe, about what was going on with his father, right?
Yes.
So, you know, it's, I don't want to call it an excuse, because it's not, I think that
that's the heart of it right there. What do we define this as?
When you excuse his performance with, well, look at everything he went through, you also, I think,
you can be understanding, but not use it as an excuse.
Yes.
That's kind of where I am with it.
It can be a reason, but I don't know if it's necessarily an excuse. And again, early in the year when we saw some of his struggles, I don't think any of this was going on. So that still precludes the entire situation with his father and with his grandmother. Early in the year when he wasn't performing, he didn't have anything to do with that. He just wasn't performing well. So I think you can look at him. And like I said, I think when we talked about it going into the Kansas City game, the playoff game, bring him back. You bring back Waitman as well, and it sounds like those two get along really well because, to be honest, they have the common thread of being the only black punters on an active roster in the NFL this year. And bring both of them back and let them battle it out at camp. Because Harvin still does have to prove to me that he can consistently perform regardless of the outside circumstances. That doesn't mean I can't also feel sympathy for what he went through and admire the fact that he sat down and talked about it
right
yesterday.
I guess where I am now is I can do both. I can have a lot of sympathy, and I can understand where he's coming from. But whenever it's 1 o'clock or whenever it's 4:15 or whatever, I just look at him and I say, this guy should be the punter, and he should perform.
The best athletes compartmentalize. They mm-hmm. do. They go out on the field and nothing that's happened on the field before the game or even in between plays or on the sidelines enters into their mind when they're out there between the lines and then bang, the ball gets snapped and they go. That is complete compartmentalization of their thoughts. I think if this may provide an opportunity for Presley Harvin to put that into practice now, especially in the last couple of weeks when he was trying to perform despite everything terrible going on in his life.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wham, there we go. So bouncing back, to stay with that theme for just a couple minutes, are we at all under the impression or confident that Devin Bush will bounce back? You know, like, I'm trying to grasp that going into this offseason, because you know why? The Steelers need to come to some sort of determination about bouncing back with Devin Bush as they go into free agency, as they go into the draft. This is Jarvis Jones all over again, right? They need to kind of look at the situation and say, how do we plan for the future if we don't think the guy is going to improve? We need to have a plan. And I'm not confident he is.
No, I have no confidence.
So start the long-range plan.
And figure out, And this isn't just Jarvis Jones. This is you traded up 10 picks
right.
to get Jarvis Jones. Look, I steadfastly believe they've got to figure out their inside linebacker position and what direction they want to go. Not just with Bush, although he's at the head of that, but with Schobert as well, who's got, I think, 3 years left on his deal at something like $10, $11 million a year. And Spillane's a free agent. And look, Spillane's a great complementary guy to some sort of star stud inside linebacker. You put both of them in the middle there, or Spillane spells whoever your number one guy is. I got no problem with that, but he can't be your number one guy. So who is your A number one guy on the inside? You don't have one right now. At least not, you're not confident. To use that word, and I think that's a very good word to use, you're not confident in anything you have at that position right now mm-hmm. as far as being the A number one inside backer that you've been looking for since Ryan Shazier's injury.
And lastly, last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. The bounce back ability of Stephon Tuitt, that needs to be addressed because he falls into that same category, more like Harvin, though, than Bush. He has just disappeared. The bounce back and what he's going to do, if he's going to do anything, that needs to be addressed before free agency in the draft. I would not be surprised if he never plays football again. But we need, not we as fans, the Steelers organization, and people who pay the freight as fans, I guess, to some degree, they need to be enlightened as to what's going on here. This is the most cryptic situation I've ever seen.
Again, you need to know exactly what you're dealing with before you go into free agency so you know what you're planning for. And if you're going to, like I advocated yesterday, if you're going to cover every contingency, every position group where you think you have a need, and you want to put yourself in the best position in the draft to simply take the best available player at any of those positions, well, you've got to cover your bases in free agency. But you've got to know where the bases are before you try to cover them.
Right.
You don't know if that other D-line spot is a base that needs to be covered right now or not, because you don't know what's going on with Stephon Tuitt. And that's something he and the Steelers need to figure out before March 16th.
Yeah, it's fascinating about the bounce back ability of three different people on this football team, and three people, honestly, that play key roles. The punter does play a key role. He's a drafted guy. The inside linebacker, middle linebacker plays a key role. And then Stephon Tuitt is a stalwart on this football team when he's playing well. And there are gigantic questions that get lost in the bigger quarterback question
right.
with this football team.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.